Yo, 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 welcome to Inside the Lunchbox with your boy, Chef Mac.
Chef Jay. What's and up, what's up?
What's going on, everybody? And we also got your boy here on the ones and twos, Mr.
Maximus.
Leviticus Maximus. So here today, guys, we're up here at Burger Fresh here in Conroe, Texas. Our very first live podcast and our very first restaurant review. So today we're going to be going over quite a bit of information. We're going to be going over our taste buds, the four quadrants of our taste buds: sweet, salty, sour, bitter, and the one that everybody likes and loves.
Umami.
Umami. Umami. So, hey, if you guys are anywhere in Conroe, please stop by and check out Burger Fresh. Their burgers are really good. So before we get started with everything, Chef Jay, what do you have?
So we were running a poll on I Love Conroe about taste buds, and we were talking about bitter, salty, sour, and sweet, what the Conroe crowd likes more. We had a tie between, well, actually, it wasn't really a tie. Salty pretty much won, but sweet was right there underneath it. We had three votes for sour, and then we had one for bitter.
Bitter. One,
yeah.
one for bitter. You know, bitter didn't quite make the polls this time. Maybe next time we'll do this. Bitter may get two votes.
So bitter, actually, though, you know, it's not just like nasty food. Bitter, if you look it up, what bitter is considered in food is going to be broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, radishes, and stuff like that. So I'm down with all those.
That's the good stuff right there.
Right next
to canned lettuce, right next to it.
Exactly.
I kind of think that's when you say bitter, people look at it like, ew, nasty. But I didn't really know what bitter was until I went to culinary school.
Exactly.
And the chef was like, no, this is bitter. And that's when you find out it's your broccoli and stuff like that. So you may know that you may find out that you actually do like bitter. If you eat broccoli, you like bitter.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
And I can't believe you said sugar was number two.
No. So sweet.
Oh, sweet was number. Sweet. I said sugar. Oh my God, sweet's number two.
So like cakes, muffins, stuff like that. But you know, biscuits are even considered sweet as well.
I think is it because of the glucose that's in it?
I don't know what it is.
I think that's because the British call them scones, and we think of scones as sweet foods. But no, biscuits are just bread.
Hey guys.
Hey.
Hi.
So we're sitting here at Burger Fresh, and they got quite a bit of turnout. So what we're gonna do is
for a Monday. How's everybody's Monday been?
Exactly right. So we're gonna actually do a review on Burger Fresh. We're gonna pick some items off their menu, and we're gonna sit here and taste our quadrants, see what we can taste inside
exactly.
their burger. It was gonna be my first time eating their burger. I think Chef Jay.
I've been here several different times.
Several times.
Yep.
And Mr. Levi is his first time. So I think this is going to be fun.
So the things that we picked off the menu to try is an American classic. Add American cheese with a fried cheddar burger. And we're going to try their Philly cheesesteak, their fries onion rings, which they're known for, and also their fried pickles. So that's what we're going to be tasting today.
And their root beer floats are really good. I couldn't wait. I could not.
But he mixed stuff up, so there's different options, too. You don't have to go with plain O'Jano. Jano. What did you get?
Oh, I got a root beer float with a mint chocolate chip ice, Bluebell ice cream in it. It was really good.
A root
what
beer,
is bl- about the
A root
mint.
Beer float
Remember,
with
we
blue?
Talked about the mint. The
yeah, we talked
podcast.
About the mint. We like our mint in our chocolate. We like our mint in our coffee. We like our mint in our teas and our cakes and our ice cream. It's the way mint is love. Mint is life.
So Levi is definitely passionate about his mint. Definitely passionate about his mint. I'm okay with mint. I like my mint and my mojitos. But
that's good, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, really
so,
good.
So, look. So, Chef, what is your, out of the four quadrants of tasting, what do you like?
I guess I'm down with the bitter and also umami.
Umami.
Which is also known as savory. That's going to be our word of the day.
Umami.
Umami.
So, I don't know, man. I think I like all of them combined. If that was a word for all of them combined, maybe. I like sweet. I like bitter. I like sweet and sour. So I don't know. I don't know what I really like. I would probably just say sweet and sour is probably my go-to with that. I think that kind of kind of sums it up. So what we're going to do, guys, we're actually going to bring the owner here at Burger Fresh, if she's around, to come and introduce the Burger Fresh and give us
a little bit of history and stuff like that
about Burger Fresh. So while we're going to go get her, we're definitely going to...
I actually want to say something on my live.
Yeah, go ahead.
Anyone watching, if you guys want to come down here, we're going to be probably down here until 8 or so recording. This is like a bonus feature, so it's going to be a little longer being that we're doing a food review. Come down here. Come on. Come get some food. Come hang out.
Hey,
they have alcohol too.
Yes, come get you a beer. A beer and a burger is always great. That's
how
I see it.
Beer and a burger.
But yeah, definitely come check us out. So she's getting ready to come here. She's going to definitely introduce this wonderful place and give us a little bit of history about Burger Fresh.
All right, guys. This is the boss lady herself, Karen. Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
How you doing, Karen?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing awesome. Can't complain. So give us a little bit of history about Burger Fresh. Tell us your name.
Okay. My name is Karen Swearingen. I've been here for 4 years, and I am the general manager, and I do my best to stay sane around here. We've been in business since 1997.
Nice.
Before this big, huge dining room that you're looking at, we just opened this site about 4 months ago. So between those doors over there, you'll see we have a little dining room, and that's all the restaurant was for 25 years.
Oh, wow.
So anyways, we actually, my daughter actually called me one day and said, Mom, they're having a billboard sign war between Luby's and Pedro's and all that. And she says, Mom, y'all need to get in it. It's perfect marketing. So I proposed it to the owner, and he's like, oh, that's just silly. So he left and went back to Mexico, where he lives part-time. And Mackenzie called me again. At this time, she was going to junior college in Illinois. And she said, Mom, I'm telling you right now, this is good marketing for you. So I called the staff, and I said, hey, y'all, let's put our heads together. Let's come up with a slogan. We're going to put it on the board.
Oh, nice.
So we came up with the slogan, like a good neighbor, stay over there, XOXO, Burger
Nice.
Fresh. And
nice.
Set it to to Pedro's. And Montgomery Bakehouse and the other. So that night, Channel 11 News comes and we made the news.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I think I've seen that.
Yeah. And so then from there, we kind of blew up. A lot of people didn't know we were here. Even though we've been here since 1997, there's actually people that live across the street in Rivershire that still do not know that we're, they're like, oh my God,
oh,
we've
wow.
never been here. From there, we kind of just, I didn't know how to order a truck. I didn't know how to schedule staff. I didn't know how to do anything because overnight it was just like I went from having 3 people on to having 7 people on, and it was just it just was crazy.
Wow.
So and then in April me and James discussed it, and I told him I felt like increasing our Bluebell options would be a plus because there's not a lot of places that sell Bluebell.
That is facts.
And so we found another Bluebell freezer, and we were able to go from 6 flavors to 16 flavors.
Oh wow.
And so we went from 16 flavors, and we're looking at adding another 8 additional flavors, and then we will definitely be the largest Bluebell supplier in Conroe. Actually, in Texas.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
That's awesome.
I love that you guys have malts.
Yes.
That is awesome.
Yeah, and so we are one of the few places that still offer malts around here. We actually use an old-timey malt machine. We put it in a metal cup, and we use the malt mix, and we still make old-fashioned malts.
That is awesome. That is awesome.
Levi, you experienced ice cream. What was it that you got?
I got the mint and chocolate chip and the root beer float, which is the best there is.
He's definitely a mint guy.
Weird flavor combination, but hey, look at his cup. There's nothing left in there.
So I actually have my 2 boys here, and just to tell you how good your burgers are.
All right, Karen, thank you so much.
My boys already ordered. I think my youngest son already ordered 2 burgers already.
He said they were so good. He cleaned the plate.
Oh, good. Yeah. We're known for being the, we were voted the best burger in Montgomery County by Montgomery County. And then we had a little tip tap that came out with a Houston Chronicle that said someone else was the best burger, and actually that helped our business in either way.
Yep. So there you go. There you go. So
well, I won't mention the place. So.
It's all good. It's all
well,
good.
Well, we appreciate y'all coming in here, and yeah, we definitely want people to stop by and see us.
Yeah, we thank you so much for allowing us here, Karen.
Y'all are welcome back anytime.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So that was Karen, the general manager of Burger Fresh. Like she said, they've been here since 97?
1997. Ooh. Man, 90s. That was the year I graduated high school.
Wow. So if that
makes
was...
Makes me, yeah.
Ooh, man, I'm not... Yeah. I didn't graduate to 2002,
oh,
so...
Rub it in, rub it in.
Class of 2005 over here.
Oh, wow.
Age Class is just a number, folks.
So what I would like to say is, when you guys eat your food, do you guys just... eat it and devour it, or do you guys actually taste it and try to figure out what flavors and what do you hear? What is it, salty? Is it bitter? Like, I know when I eat my food, I try to do all that. I try to become one with my food. I don't know. Maybe it's just
be one with your food.
Yeah, when I get my food, I try to be one with it.
I become one with my food very quickly as well, right? So like, there's the food and there's me. And the food's inside of me. We're one. We have co-joined together.
Well, yeah. So I guess it really depends on how hungry you are.
Well, I'm sorry, Levi, but I don't know how you become one with canned cabbage. Just saying.
Lettuce.
Oh, yeah, so lettuce. Guys, so sorry, he wants sorry. To prove his point so bad about his little blurb on the radio about his canned lettuce. He said he's looked it up, and I guess you can pressure cook lettuce too. So he's got this whole list of things.
So hey, man, to be honest with you, hey, I'm down for anything. I would definitely try some canned
lettuce.
Pressure cooked lettuce. I would. Hey, if we could cook greens and spinach and all that stuff, why can't we do lettuce the same way? I mean, we what is that dish? Where you take the lettuce and you wrap it in like hamburger meat and like rice. It's a
it's
dish.
It's not lettuce. It's cabbage.
Is it cabbage?
It's called a cabbage
it's
roll.
It's white lettuce. You cook beef.
It's white. Yeah.
Oh, are you talking about the one at P.F. Chang's? The lettuce wraps?
I think that's what it is. So.
So
I,
there's
I
that, and then there's a cabbage roll.
There is a cabbage
okay, maybe it's a cabbage. Okay, cabbage lettuce to me is the same thing. So yeah, guys, we're down here at Black Burger Fresh, enjoying our live podcast here. Seeing what we could do with the customers. So, hey, if you're logged on right now onto our Facebook Live, because we're actually doing a live show, if you hashtag BurgerFresh and let us know that you liked our page, share and like, you might be entered into a chance to win a $40 gift card here at BurgerFresh.
Someone in the chat is actually shouting out for Jay right now.
Oh, okay.
What are they saying? What chat?
The Facebook Live chat. They're saying Jay. Inside the lunchbox
inside
one.
Lunchbox.
Inside the lunchbox one.
Yeah, yeah, they say Jay.
Yeah, it's really you can read it there.
Who is that? Let me
see. Oh, it's Brian.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, thank you guys for tuning in.
Hey, I went to culinary school with her.
Oh, really?
And we actually haven't talked since culinary school. Stop being a stranger.
If you're in Conroe, you got about 40 minutes to come down and get you a burger.
Right?
We'll still
come
be
on,
here.
Girl. Come on.
Gonna have you a burger and a beer.
I'm trying to say it louder for them.
Oh, hey, if you're down here in Conroe, if you're on our live, definitely come down to Burger Fresh. Got about 40 minutes. Come get you a burger and a beer.
Y'all are talking to the microphones like they can hear it on the Facebook Live if we speak into the microphone better. I'm like, no, they can't. They're on a phone over there.
So it's so much going on here. We got our live going and we got our podcast going. So this is going to be quite interesting once we get everything done. So bitter. Is bitter, sour, salty, sweet? What cuisines?
Sour.
What cuisines or what part of the world uses more of the other?
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Good question.
Yeah, it is.
So I kind of feel I'll start it off. Asian cuisine more like China and Japan. I think they use a lot of the sweet and salty in their cuisine, which is very very tasty. But their cuisine is very complex. Their flavors are very complex. You could taste everything in their dish, but I think they use a lot of the sweet and a lot of saltiness into their cuisines. So I think with here in America, here in the U.S., we do a lot of savory, especially down here in the South. We have this thing called comfort foods.
Oh, yeah.
Comfort foods, we use a lot of the savory. I guess you could say savory is umami.
Umami, yes.
Yeah, savory. So like your
savory is another word for umami.
Okay, so you got like I said, down here in the South, we have our country style cooking. We have our country chicken fried steak, chicken fried chicken, mashed potatoes. Then you got the collard greens, and you got your it's just so much Southern style food: potatoes and gravy, mashed potatoes and gravy.
Oh yeah,
you know, so all that is just a Southern style comfort food that has a lot to do with savory. But then if you go right next door, we're here in Texas, you go right next door, we're in Louisiana, and they use a different, even though it's still Southern food, but it's more French Creole, like a spicy French cuisine. And what do we use a lot in French cooking?
Butter.
And
it's like paladine butter. In there.
So with French cuisine, how would you describe that? Is it more so sweet? Salty.
No, I would say that's very savory.
Very savory. Agree with you 100%.
There's a lot of love in French cuisine.
French cuisine is very savory. And one thing I learned about French cuisine is that they want to make sure you taste everything. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. If you are able to taste everything, you probably didn't mix it right, because you want everything to harmonize together.
Oh, yeah, on your tongue.
On your tongue.
Like,
so, yeah.
Tantalizing those taste buds and, like, activating them.
Exactly. Yeah. So, So then you have up north. I really don't know what to eat up north besides New York style pizza. I think that's the only thing I ever hear about up north, especially in New York City. Our pizza is great. But one thing I can say about up there in the East Coast is that their culture is very rich in everything. Caribbean style food, Asian style food, you know, all over the world you can find that food there in New York City.
I feel like New York City would have a mix of all kinds of things out there.
They
like,
do.
Yeah.
They do. Their Caribbean food up there is outstanding.
Oh, really?
Yeah, their Caribbean food is outstanding. And their Asian food is really, really good there too. I guess you could say their American Asian style food is really it's really, really good there.
The phone? Look at the phone.
So yeah, just push. There you go.
Oh, I didn't know if you were talking about my. Oh, your battery's lower than mine, huh?
Yeah, it's getting there. It's getting there, but I think we'll be okay. So, what do you got, Chef?
So because we're at a burger place, I was looking up some stuff for some content to talk about. You know, there's 30 ways to cook a burger, and you're like, I know you're like, what? 30 ways.
30 ways. I only know one way. Put it on a skillet and cook it.
How do you? Oh yeah. Some of the ones that stood out to me are basting.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Like the steakhouse.
Okay, nice.
Steak and stuff like that. You're putting the butter, the herbs. You're basting the juices that are cooking out of it, and all that flavor on top of it. Another way that sounded really good too was a Cuban frita style burger.
Say that again. A frita.
A Cuban frita style burger. So, yes.
So they're breading the patty.
No, but that is another option.
Okay.
To where you actually bread and deep fry. You dredge it in flour and then you deep fry it.
So what is that different than fritters?
So the frita, the Cuban frita, actually has a sauce on it, which is like consists of like orange juice, brown sugar, ketchup, stuff like that. But the seasoning on the outside is smoked paprika, cumin, salt, and pepper. I was like, man, that sounds freaking really good. Huh. And you sear it in a really, really hot pan, and it gets this crust on it. You can see the red from the smoked paprika, and then you put it on the bun with
that
the sauce.
Good.
Oh, or you can actually also dip it, too.
My mouth is watering right now.
Yes. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
And then also sous vide was another option.
Okay,
I've never sous
vide
a burger, but I can definitely see that.
I can see that. Once you sous vide a burger, you probably could put a really good crust on it.
Yeah.
You know, that sounds good. With some bacon and a fried egg. Oh, that sounds really good. So, years ago, I actually did a research on a burger. And I can't remember too much about it, but I know the original burger was actually just meat and bread, and it started in the Midwest somewhere.
Really?
Yeah, just meat and bread. So you got a meatloaf patty and two breads.
That's interesting.
I
never ever thought to think of where the first burger came from.
Yeah.
Well, you also have to think like where the first brisket came from. It also came from the
Texas.
Old West.
Came from the cow.
From
do you know what part of the cow?
Oh, I can tell you what part it didn't come from. No, brisket.
Once
was,
again, we never drop anything on this show.
Yeah. Brisket. Okay. You know what? I'm not even going to tell you the history of brisket. We'll save that for another time.
Damn. Gotcha. It's all right, Levi. Hey, but we do know where a brisket did not come from.
Emotional damage. Yeah.
So look. Hey, all you guys out there that's tuning in, hey, if you're tuning in to our live, definitely come down to Burger Fresh right now. We're going to be here for probably the next 45 minutes. Come get you a burger and come print your name into our cup.
Or a milkshake or a malt. They have malt here.
Ooh, that sounds really, really good. Really, really good.
Continue with your...
So we have some people here.
Oh, yeah. We've got a nice little crowd for a Monday.
So what we're going to do, Chef, I'm going to wing this, so bear with me, all right?
Let's wing it, baby.
So up on the screen, there's the stop button. What we're going to do, we're going to pause this.
Okay.
Right? And we're going to go talk to some of these customers and see if we could get them to put their name in our cup and like our Facebook page.
Okay.
So our live is going to continue.
Okay.
Our podcast is...
You want to flip the live around or you just want to pause it?
We probably could flip it around, but as far as the podcast side, we could stop it. And then once we get ready to come back and to record, all we got to do is push play.
Okay.
And then it'll pick up right where we left off.
Heard
and guess
that.
What? We're not editing any of this on our podcast.
Well, they're cooking our food, too. So, and this is going to be like a bonus feature. Like, I know that we usually stop around 40 minutes. It may go a little over.
So when we come back, we're actually going to have our food with us, and we're actually going to give you guys another 15 to 20-minute segment.
We're going to eat it live.
What we like, what we think about their food. All right, guys, so we'll be back in about 10 minutes.
And his name and is John C. He's going to get in the ring and put boots.
Yo, we're back. Took a little pause. But guess what? We have our food.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let Chef Jay tell us what we're eating here right now.
So I have a fried cheddar burger in front of me right now. And then I've got a piece of Leviticus Maximus's Philly over here, which is great. The texture on this thing, when you squeeze it, it makes this little... crunchy sound. It looks moist and super yummy on the inside. We have hand breaded onion rings over here, some fried pickles that are crispy like those little fried jalapeno chips, those kettle chips. Great crunch. And over there with Mr. Chef Mac, he has an American burger loaded up with all the fixings and American cheese.
Wow.
So,
it looks really, really good.
I can tell you right now, this fried cheddar burger is smacking.
So what we're gonna do, so we'll go ahead and try the cheddar burger first.
Okay.
And tell me what you think about it, Chef.
All right.
Oh wow. Okay. I think they're working with something here.
There's a flavor here that I can't put my finger on.
I think it's the fried cheddar.
It might be. It might be like the fried cheddar mixed with the mayonnaise.
Yeah. So, Chef, what did you get off of that?
What I'm tasting off of that as soon as I bite into it is a really super flavorful burger patty when I bite into it.
Mm-hmm.
There's also bacon on it that mixes in with that fried cheddar that is like... When I tell you guys it's cheddar, so what they've done is they have taken a patty, they throw it on the grill... And then they stack this American, this cheddar cheese on top of it and put a pan over it and steam it. And it comes out like, you know, Parmesan crisp chips. It's the same thing, but it's cheddar crisp chips on a burger. So you get that crunch and flavor of that cheddar with that bacon and then that burger meat right off the bat. Very umami.
Oh, yeah. So the first
and
thing,
salty both.
The first thing I taste also was biting into that juicy patty. That patty seasoned very well. I could taste the flavor in the patty. And then next, for me, it was the bacon with the cheddar that...
Oh, yeah.
It was the bacon and cheddar that just set everything off. Especially that... Me, I like burning cheese and just eating burnt cheese. That's just me. So... With that
on
cheese.
His one sliced grilled cheese.
Yeah, right.
they're ignoring a very important ingredient here. There is also an egg on this thing, a whole egg.
Yes.
So you have a delicious patty. I can't describe how delicious the patty is. With the grilled cheddar cheese, with the mayonnaise, with the bacon, but also there's an egg mixed in all that. So there's just an incredible amount of flavor happening here. And it's only $9.99. Like, this is not a super expensive burger. It's amazing.
Great.
Yep. So
I will crave this. I know I will crave this.
So what do we have next? Hold on, I got a piece of cheese here. Hold on, gotta eat this.
You gotta do a palate cleanser with the fried pickle.
Y'all hear that? Yeah. That is a fried pickle I just bit into. It sounds like a chip.
Cleans the palate out.
Oh, these fried pickles.
Bite into it in the microphone.
Look, the saltiness of this fried pickle is outstanding. Mixed
and
with
it's so crisp.
Crispy.
Bite into it in the microphone.
And this is your fried pickle ASMR.
Oh, yeah. Man, that sounds sexy. Sexy.
The salt content is, the guys that's in the back cooking this, outstanding.
Oh, you guys, yeah. You guys, great freaking job.
Yeah, I'm definitely loving it. So far... So far,
I'm still munching on this cheese from the
cheddar burger. I just ate my last piece of cheese. I'm about to fight you for the other piece.
Bro, you ain't going to fight me. All right, let's move on to the next one. We obviously got some love for this fried cheddar.
Oh, yeah. All right, so what's the next one? We got the All-American Burger. The All-American Burger with, what do we have on that All-American Burger?
So that's going to be your mayonnaise, mustard, lettuce, tomato, onions, pickles, and American cheese, baby.
So this All-American Burger. Can't go wrong with that, right?
All right. Let's take a bite of that.
Yo. I'm not going to even lie.
That's better than a Whataburger.
That burger. Look, I'm not a big mayonnaise fan, but the mayonnaise on this burger is really, really good. I don't know if it's the flavor of the patty, the cheese, or what, but it's just really, really, really good. I think the only thing we're missing is canned lettuce.
I think Levi's making out with his bite real quick. I think he's got something to say.
I need their mustard recipe. That is some really good mustard right there. I mean, you're talking like it's just a basic burger, right? You got your mayonnaise, your mustard, your lettuce, tomato, pickle, onion. Nothing super special about it. But that mustard, and on top of the fact that we've already discussed how delicious their patties are, but man, I need their mustard recipe. Shit.
We've talked about flavors on your taste buds and how everything blend together. Like that, you're getting the sweet almost from the bread on there.
Right.
You're getting the bitter and the sour from the pickle.
Right.
And the sour from the mustard, but the lettuce, tomato is and the meat is like, I don't know, it's the umami, right?
Yeah, I feel like not only with this burger, everything came together. They grilled the bun. And I'm pretty sure they use butter or even the mayonnaise on the bun to get that crispiness.
Oh, yeah.
And then with that mix with the actual patty and the cheese, the saltiness is there.
Yeah.
I could taste the sweetness of the tomato, surprisingly. Yeah. And I'm not a big tomato fan, but I could taste the sweetness of the tomato. And with all that mixed together, it's definitely a good burger to have with the beer.
So I have a firm no pickles, no onions on my burgers because I think the taste usually contrasts too much with the cheese and the burger itself. But in this case, I don't know where they're getting their pickles from, but I need to know because that pickle was delicious.
Awesome.
It enhanced the flavor of the burger, which is what pickles
they come
are
in a can.
Actually, pickles come in a jar. Get your facts straight, woman.
All right.
Wow, that's the All-American Burger, folks. Definitely come down to Burger
Man,
Fresh.
Man, it's good.
I definitely recommend the All-American Burger. If you want something simple and not complex,
give me one of
come get
rings.
You an All-American Burger. So next we are... So far we already tried the... What was that burger called, the first one?
The Fried Cheddar
Burger. The Fried Cheddar Burger, and we had the All-American Burger. Now we're moving on to... Ooh, that crunch. All right, so
that
look,
was the onion ring.
They're on onion rings.
This is your
right now.
Onion ring ASMR.
That was an onion ring, folks. Like, oh my god! Like you should see these. You should see these onion rings. They're huge. Oh my god!
Damn.
What are they breading this with? It's so good.
Heavenly breading.
No, that is a pretty good onion ring. That is a pretty good onion ring. I think. I don't know, for me, I like my onion rings spicy, but this is a really good onion ring. Really good. Definitely. So to give you kind of a view of how it looks, it doesn't look like a regular beer battered onion ring. You can see the seasoning in their batter, folks. Like you look at this onion ring, you can see the flavor and the seasoning inside on the onion ring that was inside their batter. So it makes it very, very flavorful.
It's reminding me of the batter and the texture and the seasoning you'd get on a chicken fried steak.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's okay. Okay, that's a good comparison. That is a good comparison. Yeah. I like that. I like that.
Oh, look at him.
Hey, I don't know how to cook, but I know how to eat.
Hey, one of the two, right? So, onion rings, all-American burger, the cheddar fried burger. The next is the, not from here, folks, but is everybody knows about a Philly cheesesteak. So we actually have a Philly cheesesteak.
Hold on. I'm going to bring Michael over here. He's the one on the fry station.
Oh, he's the one. Is he the one that does the Philly cheesesteak? Okay.
Michael. So we're bringing over Michael over here. He's on the fry station. He made those pickles, those onion rings.
You think he'll give us the trade secret on?
I don't know. We can ask him.
I need the mustard recipe. I need that mustard recipe.
No, you know, and sometimes it's all about just how the right amount of ingredients on everything makes it taste good.
Yeah. You know, Michael, I'm gonna put you on air real quick.
Yo, what's up?
Okay. So we're talking about these onion rings and these fried pickles over here. He's got you right there. Hold up.
Hey, Mike, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, bro?
Hey, you're on the mic with Mike.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, look, man, we're talking about these onion rings and these fried pickles, man. Okay. You showed them a lot of love, man. They're really, really good.
Oh, yeah.
You probably can't share it with us, but you want to share us a little bit of trade secret, man? What do you do with these?
It's really no secret. You know, everything's homemade here. So, you know, we batter them up real good early in the morning. We prep them.
Okay.
They pre-fry them.
Oh, nice.
You know, before I get here.
Okay.
So once I do get here, they already battered and fried. So I you know, it's several trays of onion rings. That's all I got to do is drop them.
Okay.
For maybe 20 seconds, 30 seconds, and then they done.
Okay. Can we get one seasoning you put in there?
Well, they don't even tell me the ingredients.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, so it's a big secret.
Yeah, it's a secret.
Hey, man, you definitely did your things on these pickles, man. Oh. And the onion rings.
Okay. Definitely those best are off the
I
charts.
Have. Yeah, I appreciate it. So, y'all, if your listeners want to come on by, you know I'm on the fries. So, anything that's fried, I do.
There you go.
You know, if you want your fish fried extra crispy, I'll do it. If you want them fried light, I'll do it. However you want it, I got you.
I spoke to a couple of a few minutes ago that said this was the best catfish in town.
Oh, yeah. That's them right there. Those are a couple of my... Show them right quick right there. Those are a couple of my loyal customers right there.
Oh, they are. They said they're always in here.
They love my catfish and my, you know, my onion rings, all that.
Yeah, it's definitely good, man.
So, yeah, I would encourage all your listeners, you know, if they're around this way, you know, to come on by. We got a variety of things on the menu, so they got a lot to choose from.
All right. That's awesome, man. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
Y'all. Mike, on the mic with Mike,
yes,
on the fry station.
Hi.
Appreciate it, man. So there it is, folks. He couldn't give us the recipe, but he did give us the process.
Yeah, he gave us a process. So they come in early in the morning and start slaving at these onion rings, and then they par cook them, and then they finish cooking them as you order. That's smart.
So what I'm understanding is if we wanted the deeply guarded secret, we have to bust in here early in the morning.
Yeah, you got
to
be like Plankton on SpongeBob. And try to So, hey, let's try to get to this Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah. While it's still warm.
Hey, this Philly cheesesteak, look, when they first brought it out here, I was in awe. I mean, it looked so, so, so good. Like, my mouth was just watering just looking at this Philly cheesesteak.
All right,
let's go.
Cheers. Mm.
You know, I had a lot of Philly cheesesteaks in my time. And this is the first one they actually seasoned the meat.
Yeah.
Like, I've had Philly cheesesteaks in Philly that I was like, man, it's good. It's really, really good. And I think it's the other stuff that they use in it, right? But their meat is actually seasoned.
Right.
Like, all the way through. I wonder if they marinate their meat.
That is a badass filling.
Ooh, that is really good. And a Philly cheesesteak is simple, folks. It's cheese, steak, beef, bell peppers. I think onions, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think
onions, bell peppers.
Yeah. I think they use, is it provolone cheese?
It's provolone.
Provolone cheese. And then they use like a hoagie bread, and they toast the hoagie bread on it.
Have you ever heard of Fumunda cheese?
I'm good on the Fumunda cheese. I'm good on that. I think that's just as worse as Velveeta.
I've had quite a few Philly cheesesteaks in my life. I've never had one in Philly.
I thought you were about to say you've had quite a few Fumunda cheeses.
Yeah, nah, I'm good on the Fumunda cheese.
No, that's you. You can have your Fumunda cheese along with your Rocky Mountain oysters.
So what were you saying about the steak?
You're right. They actually season the meat, and the hoagie is actually lightly crusted all the way around, like they cooked it as well, or they toasted it as well. But the inside is still soft and tender, and it's just really darn good. I don't know how else to say this. It's really good. It's probably up there in the top three Philly cheesesteaks I've ever had.
Right. I'm not a big Philly person, but I would order this again.
Oh, that I like it
for
because
sure.
Their meat is flavored. Like
this bread is great.
I'm a cheesesteak person. Mm. I love Philly cheesesteak. And I will be back to get my Philly cheesesteak here. I'm not going to lie. That Philly cheesesteak is the bomb.
Everything has been amazing. Everything is great.
So with that Philly cheesesteak, I definitely taste the saltiness. And I also taste a little bit of bitterness as well. Mm-hmm. I don't know where that was from. Mm-hmm. I want to say it's probably from the bell peppers.
Yeah, it's from the bell peppers. It's got to be from the bell pepper.
It was really good. Definitely really, really good. So that definitely hit my palate really, really well. The only thing I didn't catch in any of these dishes, which is okay because it's not for everybody, is the spices, like a hotness, like a spicy. But it's okay. That doesn't mean the food is not good because you don't have a spice in there. But the food overall was really, really
good. They had a jalapeno burger and you just didn't order it.
Yeah. Yeah. They did.
Oh, they've got a jalapeno bun, a sourdough jalapeno bun.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Huh. Well, we had our All-American burger.
Which was
we
phenomenal.
We had our cheddar, our fried cheddar burger. We had some amazing pickles.
Try that one.
Try that
we
one.
We didn't eat off of it.
Yeah,
everything's fried
cut.
Cheddar.
Yeah, everything's cut. We had our fried pickles and we had our onions. And then lastly, we had our Philly cheesesteak. Look, everything was great.
So I have a question for all three of us.
Uh-oh.
Which one surprised you the most?
Oh, my God.
The Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah, I'm going to say the same thing.
Yeah, the Philly cheesesteak.
Man, I have to say, the American Classic
just the
blew my freaking mind because I was not expecting that. When I bit into it, I was like, it's going to be your standard American cheeseburger. Yeah. But while it had all the standard ingredients you'd have on an American cheeseburger, I was just absolutely shocked at the amount of flavor I had. Now, I've had some really good Philly cheese steaks.
Yeah.
So when I saw the Philly cheese coming out, I'm like, okay, I know what to expect with that. Like, I had my expectations set for the Philly cheese, which is why we had it last. But that American, I have to say, just the American Classic, first one on the list, $9.99, blew my mind away.
So that Philly cheesesteak, when
it
I seen it come out,
flavors.
I had high expectations for that Philly cheesesteak.
Right.
Like, when I seen the Philly cheesesteak come out, I was like, ooh, they better bring it, because that is a Philly cheese steak.
And you were still surprised,
and
even
I was,
with that high of expectations.
The reason why I was surprised is because, you know, there's a Texas Philly cheesesteak. And I think Texas Philly cheesesteak, they use, what's that cheese, cheese spread they put over it?
Oh, no.
And that's what they use on a Texas cheesesteak.
Yeah.
And I'm not a fan of it. So when I seen that, I was like, this is probably just going to be, basic. But I was like, look, if they're going to make it, it needs to be good. And then when I bit into it, I was like, that's good.
Yeah.
That's A1 right there.
And that's probably my thoughts with the American Classic is I didn't have super high expectations about it. Like, I kind of figured we came here to test their food. It wasn't going to taste like a Whataburger burger.
Yeah.
Which, to be fair, Whataburger burgers are fine.
Right.
But this burger is not fine. It is most excellent.
Yes.
So I was absolutely blown away. Like it was hard for me to stay in my seat biting into it. I was like, holy cow.
Okay,
this burger blew me away.
If we had to rate every single thing that we just tasted right now, what would number one be?
Individually with us? I guess it would start with me. So I think number one was the Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, did you like the Philly cheesesteak?
Number two... Number two was the All-American burger. The All-American burger, like, that was one of the best, just a burger that I've had.
Right.
And then number three is the fried cheddar burger, which all three was good. If I rate any of them, like, the whole cuisine from 1 to 10, I would definitely give this place a 9.
The fried cheddar burger was really good, but it didn't have all the flavor combinations and everything that American burger did.
It's crazy, right?
Because it had a lot of great flavors. It's just I think a lot of those flavors blended together, whereas in the American Classic, the flavors kind of contrasted, but they contrasted in a great way.
They
so you
harmonized.
Had the sweet,
they
harmonized. Breaking out $5 words over here.
Harmonized.
So the American Classic, like, you had the sweetness of the tomato with the American cheese, which was a good choice, by the way, and it had the mayonnaise and the mustard was just mind-blowing. But, like, I would say the fried cheddar is definitely an amazing burger, and it had flavor, lots of flavor. Like, it shocked me with the flavor when I first bit into it. But it just, you're right, it just, it wasn't as refreshing, I would say, as the American Classic.
But it was good. Like, I kept going for the fried cheddar pieces that were hanging out the side of that burger.
So it's safe to say if somebody that's never been here and see Burger Fresh, the first thing they should try is the American Classic.
Oh, absolutely. That's
work their way down.
Or the fried cheddar. I mean, doesn't really matter with these three.
But
now,
in my
case, because you said you listed Philly first, American Classic second, and fried cheddar third. I would list, just for my personal experience here, the American Classic. And that's just because it blew my mind. I was like, that is the best just regular American burger I've ever had in my life. I would list fried cheddar number two. And that's just because the amount of flavor that was there. I was shocked by the cheddar. I was shocked by the egg. The mayonnaise was just absolutely dripping off of it. It was just a really good. And then number three is the Philly cheese. And that's not because the Philly cheese wasn't good. It was absolutely stunning. I've just had a lot of Philly cheeses. So when I bit into it, I was like, oh, wow, this one's good. You know, like when you've had enough Philly cheese, you're like, okay, that one's bland. That one's bland. That one was good, which is fine. I just wasn't as surprised as I was by the burgers here, because I'm the one that ordered the Philly cheese. I knew it was going to be good. No matter what happens, they're probably going to do okay on the Philly cheese. But with the burgers,
I was kind of scared when you ordered the Philly cheese.
Oh, no. I ride or die. It's like, if it's bad, I'll still eat it. If it's not bad, I will eat it.
All right.
But like with the burgers, I was blown away how good the burgers are.
Yeah, it does. It is a flavor explosion in your mouth for sure. So the fried pickles, the onion rings. What did we think was the best, guys?
So I can't really put them together, and this is the reason why. You have onion rings and you have fried pickles.
The crust on both is just phenomenal.
The crust on both of them, I can't compare the two as which one's the best. They're in a category by themselves. And the only reason I say that because this is a pickle, and that is an onion.
Okay, I feel that.
And I think it's the batter is different, but I can say is that you can't go wrong with either one of them. You can't go wrong. I guess I can't choose which one is better than the other.
These pickles have been sitting here since we got this food when we came back on air, and they are still crispy.
Still crispy.
Listen.
That is emotional damage.
Emotional happiness.
That is awesome. That is awesome.
Great.
So I'm not going to compare the two. I typically don't enjoy onion rings because I don't enjoy. Most places don't do a good job with onion rings. That's just my experience.
Yeah.
The crusting falls off and it slithers out like a wet noodle.
Exactly.
And I hate it. These onion rings taste like, and I wouldn't be surprised if I'm correct on this, like they were dipped in chicken fried steak batter. I just would not surprise me if I found that out. Because it tastes like a chicken fried steak, but instead of a steak, there's an onion.
Fried steak batter is?
What is it? Please tell.
I mean, it's seasoned flour.
Right.
No, but what he's saying is that
biscuits are also seasoned flour.
So look, what he's saying is that it does not come in a can.
Biscuits do come in a can. Biscuits absolutely come in a can.
It's not biscuits.
Wait, hold on. My favorite biscuits come in a can.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well. Oh, okay. Well, I know what you're talking about now. I was like,
we're gonna have to have the biscuits in a can talk with Julie.
I said Pillsbury.
So with these onion rings, the crust does not fall off of it when you bite into it. That is a plus for me. I've never had an onion ring where I've been into and the crust did not fall off.
Right.
So, 10 out of 10 on the onion rings. I give it a 10 out of 10 definitely on the pickles.
10 out of 10, highly recommend.
Yep.
Every single thing that we've tasted. I feel like this is a really hard food review to be our first one.
So.
Because everything was phenomenal. Like, even, like, the plating, everything, like, the way it was plated up, it came with sauces. Like, it was great.
So.
I would say that's a pretty easy review.
Yeah.
You get 5 stars. You get 5 stars. You get 5 stars.
So overall, Burger Fresh.
Five star.
Overall, Burger Fresh, a staple of Conroe.
Oh, yeah.
out of 5 stars, what do we give it collectively?
5.
I give it 5 stars.
I'm going to agree with the newspapers and say these are the best burgers in Conroe.
I agree probably, with them. 5 out of 5.
And I'm going to just go a little bit further and say these are probably the best burgers in Montgomery County.
5 out of 5.
I agree with that. I've had burgers a lot of places around here, being a foodie and a chef. These are the best.
Yep. So, guys, we're really good. We're down here at Burger Fresh. We did our first food review. We did also our first podcast down here in Burger Fresh here in Conroe. We talked about our 4 basic quadrants of our taste buds, of our palate, which is sweet, sour, salty, and bitter. And we also talked about umami.
Umami, also known as savory, and that is our word of the day. Guys,
umami. Umami.
This has been a blast.
Wait, hold on. Before we go, wait a minute. Before we go, keep playing the music, but before we go, look, these burgers are freaking sexy. You guys definitely need to come down to Burger Fresh and try the burger. You have anything to say?
No.
You got anything, Mr.?
Just remember, this next Monday, we will be drawing out of the names that we got in here who is the winner of a $40 gift certificate for Burger Fresh.
Definitely
try the American Classic. Try the American Classic.
Definitely follow us on our Facebook page, Inside Lunchbox. Follow us on our TikTok, Chef Jam, Chef.Jam3,
hey.
Chef Mac. And also, you can follow us on our TikTok, Inside the Lunchbox. And I think that's it, folks. We out.
Yeah.